Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, before we get started with the rest of the news, want to talk about our breaking news here at 106.3 WORD. A lot of you have told me over the years, you should be syndicated. Oh, thanks. Well, we've gone one step better. I'm launching a new national podcast. Super excited about that. Can't wait. It's completely different from anything we do here in the morning. It's called Battleground America, and it's going to focus on the election and the aftermath of the election. There will be aftermath. Assuming we, know who wins the election by January, which would be a huge assumption the Democrats are planning for us not to know. So it's going to be election focused, but also focused on the culture of the country, because you can't separate the two right now. I mean, this is a turning point election. So it's called Battleground America, and you can get it on the radio.com app. You just download that radio.com app and you can get it there. It is, again, completely separate from the show. And it's a totally national product, so I'm going national. I'm really excited about that.
Congratulations.
I know. I am super pumped. I've actually been recording segments for it last 2 weeks.
In the words of ZZ Top, you're bad, you're nationwide.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. I need your help to make me nationwide. So if you have friends, family in other states, and, you've thought, wow, they really should listen to talk radio, they're very like-minded, or that kind of thing. Maybe they don't have strong talk radio where they live. This is going to be designed for everyone like that. So I'm also asking, please help me share this. And we're going to have, we'll have the first episode up on Monday. It's going to go up every day, weekdays, by noon. So if you want your afternoon Tara Show fix, you can just keep listening. Or evening Tara Show fix, or on the treadmill Tara Show fix. It's going to be there, and it's going to be highly shareable. So I'll put the episodes up to help you find them on social media. And I've got the announcement up on Facebook for now, unless it gets dubbed fake news. Which
I like the title, too.
Do you like it?
Battleground America.
Me and Rambo Loco spent so long trying to find a thing to say what it was.
Well, my science fiction fan background makes me want to call you then Battlestar Servatius.
Oh, my Lord. Battlestar Servatius. That's hilarious, Lee. Thanks. So anyway, and it's up there. I've got the announcement up on the Facebook page. And there we go. So I'm going to be talking a lot more about what it is. It's long form. And our advertisers hate when I tell you this, but it's not cluttered with ads at all. There will be some ads in it, yes, but it will not be as painful as some of our breaks. Sorry. A girl's got to eat and feed her kids.
Hey, you got to pay the bills.
Yeah, so, Lee's got to keep the truck running. That's how
That's
it goes around here.
Exactly. Although I'm not sure that revenue stream flows to me in this instance. That's just the station as a whole, I guess.
So it's going to be a lot more long form, a lot more content crammed into a smaller space without the commercials. So if you love this show, you've got, an alternative in the afternoon, and I'm super excited about it. Again, it's called Battleground America, but you don't need to remember that. I've got it all up on my social media, and you can find it on the radio.com app. And just want to let people know, this is different from the show podcast. This is the struggle we're going to have with the marketing. The show podcast of this show will go up as well. This is a different thing. It's completely different. It's more highly focused. It's completely national. So, super excited about it.
I'll be signing up.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, just let it roll for like 3 minutes. You don't have to listen or anything. Just so I get the credit.
Oh, I'll be listening.
For this stream.
What are you talking about? Of course I'll be listening.
So, yeah, I'm really excited because we're going to be able to deep dive into stuff that doesn't fit in segments and take on a lot of things. The first one and the second one are going to literally be about why America has gone insane. And we're going to use math and not Common Core math, actual math to explain the violence in the streets, because it really can be logically broken down. It's not all madness and craziness and illogic. It's it actually makes sense. And I break down how we got here and why there's violence in the street and why there's tolerance of violence in the street on the left, and what's going on in Washington and why nobody's speaking out. It's all comes down to electoral math. And so I'm breaking that down over the first two episodes of it. So I'm trying to do at least so that people who listen to this show regularly will get something out of it. But it's also a primer for people who've never listened to this show who... we'll get an introduction to that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to make it so both can get something out of the show, so it's highly shareable.
Because if you haven't been listening, you are underinformed.
Well, thank you. I like to think that. So I'm going to ask you to share it. But the episodes will be up each day on all my social media, Parler, Twitter, and Facebook, assuming I still have a page, have to check every
yes,
day.
Yes, exactly.
By the way, did you see this? Speaking of Facebook, Facebook admits it has taken down 300 million posts about COVID. I want to say 297 million of them were mine.
Okay.
But the other 3 million.
That was probably Trump's.
Yes, I know. Okay. 300 million posts about COVID. Okay. Here's the thing. There's only 15 million of us here in America.
Yes. Depending upon whom you.
40 million. Yeah, I mean, nobody knows. So anyway, I mean, that's like they have taken down. That is astonishing what they've taken down. And when you think about, unless the WHO says it, you are not allowed to say it on Facebook, even though the WHO has been horrifically wrong on so many things, told us this thing would have a death rate of 3.4%. That would have been terrifying. I mean, that would have justified the alarmism. They got it wrong. For people under 70, it's got a death rate of 0.04. That is less than the seasonal flu, which has a death rate of 0.06. Now, over 70, it is more deadly than the seasonal flu, and you should take precautions. So, be more cautious than you would of the seasonal flu. But, I can't even post that today. And that just came out from the CDC because they'll market misinformation. I mean, literally,
go figure.
Anything that doesn't say we're all going to die gets marked on Facebook now. 300 million posts. So they're moving out of the realm of just squelching political voices they disagree with. And now they're censoring doctors. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. Did you see Trump appointed... that doctor to his group, the one who's been
I remember the he pointed that out just the other day to the coronavirus task force.
Yeah, well, that's going to be interesting to see. It's Dr. Scott Atlas.
Yes,
Trump
Atlas,
picked
yeah,
him, yeah. And Atlas, unlike Fauci and the WHO, has been right at every single turn in this, including predicting accurately what the numbers would be today. In fact, his numbers were a little high in terms of the death rate and what it would be and what it will be and why. So I don't know how this guy's going to speak now as a member like Fauci is of Trump's, COVID team, because his videos all get taken down from Facebook. So I don't know how they're going to do this, but we've never seen anything like this. I mean, whole subjects banned off Facebook. I swear, it's like living behind, an iron curtain.
Mm-hmm.
It is really scary, and it only gets worse as, the days go on. So, but Battleground America will be available on radio.com, and Facebook can't do anything about that. So you can get your info, everything Facebook does not want you to see, on the new Battleground America podcast. All right, coming up on the show, Lee. First, the Democrats denied the existence of Antifa.
Right.
Right. Then they refused point blank to condemn the violence.
Right.
Well, for the first time, they have now thrown in with Antifa. Kamala Harris did it yesterday. Did you hear that? Holy cow. We'll have it all coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Shh. It's a secret. And I'm not allowed to tell you. And I might be monitored for telling you. Yeah, that's the threat. There's a secret they don't want you to know about Kamala Harris. And you can get in big trouble for telling this secret. So you better be careful. What don't they want you to know? That makes you want to know, doesn't it? Yeah, there's a good reason they don't want you to know this secret. And they're issuing threats. Who is they? They are groups like Emily's List, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, you know, the whole abortion lobby, and other pro-feminist groups who got together and sent a letter to all the major news outlets warning that they're monitoring coverage of Biden's VP pick by, quote, popping up rapid response teams. This is the censorship goon squad. Popping up rapid response teams tasked with tracking and calling out sexism and racism against Kamala Harris in real time, in defense of all women. Oh. Okay, well, that's not a bad thing, right? We don't want any sexism now, do we? Well, there's a catch. What do they not want you to talk about? What can you not discuss? You can't discuss any of Harris's past relationships. Can't do it. Rapid response team, they will smack you around. That is sexism. Why would they say that? What is it that they really don't want you to know? Yeah, well, you can take your rapid response team and shove this down their throat. You don't speak for me. I'm a woman. You do not speak for me. I'll tell you what they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know about Willie Brown. And there's a reason they don't want you to know about it. And it has nothing to do with sexism and everything to do with the gross and mass corruption. I mean, literally gross corruption of Kamala Harris. See, the problem is that Willie Brown, who was a former mayor of San Francisco and also the former speaker, i.e. leader of the California General Assembly. Here, I'm going to say it. Y'all taking notes over there at Emily's List? N-A-R-A-L, write it down. This is what they don't want you to know. And this is what the media's not going to tell you. This is a threat. She had an affair with Willie Brown. Kamala Harris did. Normally, I don't care about that kind of thing. Who sleeps with who? But there's something about this affair she had with Willie Brown that's not like other affairs people have, that there's a legitimate reason you should talk about it, because this affair launched her political career in ways other politicians have gone to prison for. Wait, what? Yes, political graft and corruption. I don't care what they did in bed. But I do care that when she was just 28 years old, because she was his lover, he had her appointed. He was the most powerful man in the state. He was also married at the time. He had her appointed to multiple boards. She had no experience to be on these boards. She was a kid. You know how much she got paid? See, these were paid boards. And she got paid $400,000 over 5 years. He also bought her a BMW 7 Series. Now, the reason that this is important is not because I want to slur her in a sexist way. Can I even do that? I'm a woman. I don't even know. It's important because this launched her political career. She cashed the checks when her only qualification was that she was sleeping with the most powerful man in the state. If Sarah Palin had launched her political career that way, do you think they would have told you that? Damn Skippy, they would have. Now, how do I know this? Rumors, conspiracies? No. San Francisco Chronicle, mainstream media newspaper, biggest one in San Fran. A columnist at the time named Herb Cohn documented it all. See, it was a big deal because at the time, Mayor Willie Brown, who was then later the Speaker of the House. No, I mean, he was Speaker of the House first, then he was mayor. Sorry. Was running around town with her. She's showing up at his side. And the reason that attracted a lot of attention is because she wasn't his wife. And he was taking her to official functions and had appointed her to these boards. That is political corruption. Come on, we've all seen this story before. Politician goes down in flames because what? He appointed his girlfriend to a committee that she wasn't qualified to be on? We've all seen that story. Why can't I talk about it when it's Kamala Harris? Why can't I? Willie Brown, 2 years ago, wrote a column about it. Explicitly explained, yeah, I gave her a political start. We were sleeping together, and she's my girlfriend. Not my wife, but my girlfriend. I had a wife, too, and three kids at home. And so what I was doing, he, by the way, was 60. She was 28, and then 29. He said, yeah, I gave her a political start. I appointed her to political boards. We were dating. OC Register covered it, too, another mainstream media source. They don't want me to tell you this. They want you to think I'm sexist for even talking about it. Can't talk about her past relationships. Why? This is one of the biggest political liabilities that she has. And it fundamentally shows, I don't care who she sleeps with. I don't care. But I do care if you did it and you got a job. And you got a job you had no right to have. You were promoted and paid over those more qualified for the simple fact you were sleeping with the guy who did the promotion. Come on, we all get that. It would destroy a Republican. In a Republican primary, because other Republicans wouldn't put up with it. But I'm not allowed to tell you that. They don't want you to know. See, it raises a lot of questions that they don't want you to talk about that have nothing to do with sexism. Like, wow, if she's willing to take a job she knows she has no right to, she knows is politically corrupt because the guy she's sleeping with, who also gave her the BMW 7 Series, happened to be the most powerful guy in the state and gave her that job. And she used her political experience on those two boards to launch her political career. What is she capable of in the White House? What is she capable of in the White House? She take money like that from China? Would she do that? Can you just buy her? I think so. Call me and make an argument you can't with a background like that. So they went on a big tirade about how you are not, no way, no how ever to speak of this. And that's probably because Kamala Harris is on record saying that Willie Brown and the affair she had with him is a, quote, albatross around my neck. So they're trying to help her out. You can't say these things about women. No, you can't talk about her. And you can't, really? You want to hear a list? This is all mainstream media. All mainstream media. You want to hear a list from the Federalist today of words the mainstream media was fine with to describe Sarah Palin? Let's do it. Drama queen. Republican blow-up doll. Can I keep going? Should I keep going? Freak show. Shallow. Chirpy. Disgrace to women. As fake as they come, nauseating, cocky wacko, Jack in the Box, Napoleon in bunny boots. Well, I thought we weren't supposed to be sexist. Extreme, radical, Bush in drag, not very bright, utterly unqualified, bimbo. That's my favorite, bimbo. From the same people who are telling you it would be very sexist if you are. Laughable. God, if you were to write a dictionary definition of sexism, you should enter this. Every word they ever called Sarah Palin. Here's another one. Paleolithic princess of parsimonious patriotism. Absurd. Token. Bantamweight cheerleader. Airhead. Idiot. God, I'm getting mad as a woman reading this. This is everything every woman who was ever discriminated against has ever faced, and the mainstream media did it. And these groups, NARAL, Emily's List, who are now getting together to warn the media not to be sexist, that they have set up rapid response teams to go after any media member who talks about Kamala Harris's affair with Willie Brown and how she used it to launch her political campaign and to make $400,000 through appointments. That's sexist. But that list I read to you that they had nothing to say about is not sexist. Do I have that right? That list I read to you, those are slurs. And the left recognizes that unless they're leveling them.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In my book, it's virtually a part of their campaign. Antifa, the Democrats act like, gee, I don't know exactly what that is. Take a look at Portland. Take a look at any place you want to take a look at. They're all over the place.
This after it was discovered the domain name Antifa.com redirected to Biden's campaign website. The issue appears to have been resolved as Antifa.com has been deactivated. The anti-fascist group has been accused of trying to escalate violence through riots across the country.
Y'all, if you ever needed proof of who's violent brown shirted, in this case, most of the time with the Antifa black shirted, shock troops these are. What party they work for? There you go. Here's another source for you. Yahoo News, mainstream media. As mainstream media as you can get. Headline, Antifa.com redirects to JoeBiden.com. Same day, Biden, Harris make first joint appearance. Folks, this is a violent anarchist group. I mean, this is... And here's what happened. It was the day of the joint appearance of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. So they did the announcement the first day. This was yesterday. And so yesterday, as they're making their joint appearance, if you went into Antifa.com, there'd be a pause and it would go back. It would go to Joe Biden's website so that you could watch the announcement. They got together at a school and they were speaking. And then, boop, flip back. Which is remarkable for a group that the Democrat leadership insists does not even exist. Not only do they exist, their domain redirects to JoeBiden.com. There is no way that wasn't coordinated with the Biden campaign. So on the one hand, the Democrats want you to believe Antifa is not real.
Dealing with imaginary things like Antifa.
Yeah. That's Jerry Nadler, part of the Democrat House leadership. Oh, they're very real. And they redirect to JoeBiden.com when they're not burning cities to the ground. Which, by the way, so far, the Democrats have gone from denying the existence of Antifa, which, by the way, Bill Barr referred to as a violent Marxist guerrilla group. Our attorney general called them a violent Marxist guerrilla group just last week. It's interesting to me that they wear black. Have you noticed this? The birth of groups like Antifa, as we know, happened in Nazi Germany, and the black shirts were the communist. The brown shirt, the famous brown shirts, were actually constituted by the socialist Nazi Party. Nazi stands for National German Workers Socialist Party. No, I'm sorry, National Socialist German Workers Party. They're socialists. So socialists couldn't speak because the black shirts, the Marxists, would beat them if they appeared in public. So they formed their own brown shirts, and the brown shirts would beat back the black shirts. And they got so good at it that they expanded their operation to beating anybody who wasn't one of them and wanted to speak publicly about politics. Didn't matter your point of view, they'd beat you. So it's interesting that they are going with black shirts instead of brown, because black shirts were the shirts of the Marxist. Antifa.com redirects to JoeBiden.com. Did you see yesterday President Trump? Watch this, folks. President Trump called on Biden to denounce Antifa. Date on this, August 12th, 7:38 p.m. Just watch. See if they do it. Not gonna. These are their shock troops. Anyway, so we have seen Democrats in the last few weeks deny the existence of Antifa, then admit the existence of Antifa, but say they're not violent, but then say, okay, they are violent, but it's because Trump made them mad. Well, Kamala Harris, and then refused to condemn their violence. Well, Kamala Harris, for the first time, threw in, listen to how she describes the people burning our cities to the ground. Now, when most people talk about this, right, they will be careful, as Lee and I always do, to distinguish peaceful protesters. We may not agree with them, but they're peaceful, from the violent anarchists who in Portland alone did $23 million worth of damage to the business district just in July. Kamala Harris didn't bother to make that distinction. She praised them all. She is the this is how radical this woman is. She is the first one to do that. Listen to this.
And we're experiencing a moral reckoning with racism and systemic injustice that has brought a new coalition of conscience to the streets of our country demanding change. America is crying out.
A coalition of conscience? Would that be the guys with the laser pointers who permanently damaged federal agents' eyes? Or, I know, how about the ones with the boards with the nails through them? That when they throw the IEDs through the window of the courthouse, they then try to block the door so they can burn people alive inside? And those people run into boards full of nails? Those morally conscious people? Those people. I'm just trying to figure out who she's talking about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Big announcement, and I'm so excited. So many of you have said, hey, you should go national. Did you think about that? You should go national. Well, I am super excited. I, your humble host, is going. I am going national with my new podcast, Battleground America, just in time for the election. It'll be available on the radio.com app, pretty much everywhere you get your podcast, Spotify, iTunes, all that. Starting on Monday. So the first edition will be out on Monday. It's a new national, totally national version of The Tara Show, designed for those who want some more of what we do in the morning. So you can listen to the show in the morning, and then you can get the Battleground America podcast anytime you like. So you're no longer, you know, confined to 6 to 10. But the Battleground America podcast is designed for sharing with friends and family nationwide. So I designed this specifically so you could share it. So many people have said over the years to me, I've got friends and family and they're so light-minded. I wish they could listen to you, but they're there and you're here and all of that. Well, this is a purely national show. It is designed for them and for you. And I'm doing it so a lot of thought has gone into this so that if you've listened to my show for years, you're going to get a ton out of it. If you've never listened to my show, there's a lot of recap in there too to kind of catch you up to where all of us are. So I've had a great time over the last week. I've already cut a lot of segments for it and got them ready to go. And then we're going to have, you know, breaking news stuff that we'll be talking about as well on the podcast. But it's totally different from the Tara Show. And I am really excited about it. So I've got links up on Facebook and Twitter and all my social media talking about the podcast. Again, it is called Battleground America. It is totally different than the Tara Show. But if you like the Tara Show, you'll love Battleground America. We're going to focus on the election, what's going on. We're going to deep dive into stuff, and in particular into the stuff that is influencing the election, the cultural changes. The first two episodes of the podcast will explain why America is going insane right now. And I break it down to math, not Common Core math, but real math. And I'm going to make it make sense to you. If all of this seems confusing, why now? What's up? What's driving this? I'm going to break it all down and I'm going to make it make sense. And once you understand how we got here, you can truly see the options for where we might go. Anyway, that's Battleground America. Super excited about it. I'm going to be posting links as well on Monday because it launches on Monday. It'll be out by noon. It's going to be daily. Just, you know, weekdays daily. I won't do it on the weekend unless I'm fired up, maybe. But it'll be daily. And I'm going to have it up by noon every day, hopefully before noon. I'm really aiming for 11, but let's say noon every day. And I'm super excited about it. So what I'm going to be doing is posting links on social media Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so that you can just jump right in the first few times. If some of you are not tech savvy in terms of finding podcasts and where are they, I'm going to just put the links up so you can get used to where you can go to find it. So be looking on Monday, Tara Servatius on Facebook, Parler, Twitter, and I'm going to have the links up there and make it easy for you. So that starts on Monday by noon, Battleground America. So I have worked, you know, very hard over the years to bring you just the perspective you get here, the jump on the news that you get here. So I'm going to ask you to do something for me. I feel weird doing that, but I guess I shouldn't. I'm not the best self-promoter. I need to be better, honestly. Do me a favor. Share it with one person. It could be anybody. It could be your dad who's like-minded in Wisconsin. It could be your friend in North Carolina. And particularly think about sharing it in battleground states. You know, who do you know who would like a thing like this? It's going to be the same style, the same point of view, obviously, as the Tara Show. So you're really familiar with that. But, you know, anybody, your friend, somebody who's like-minded, share it with them, get them hooked on it, and help me with this. And again, I'll help you share it because it's going to be up on Monday on my social media. Battleground America, Tara Servatius. All right. Enough about that, right? New survey out. I can't help it. I have to click on these. How does your personal hygiene compare to the average person's? Right, I'm not going to judge. Okay, I'm just going to read it so you'll know. Number five, how often do you brush your teeth? Only 66% said twice a day. 29% said once. Are you kidding me? Almost 30% one time a day. All right, I'm not going to judge. Never mind. Golly, my mouth just gets icky. I have to get to the bathroom and brush my teeth. Oh, all right. Number four, do you pee in the shower? This is a no judgment zone. 2/3 say yes. So if you're one of those shower peers, that's you. 2/3. Sure makes you think twice about using the shower at friend and family's houses, though, doesn't it? All right. Do you wash your feet? You're going to love this, y'all. 38% said no. The soap dripping down there does enough. Wash your hair every day. Only 24% said yes. Joe knows this because he sniffs. He knows this. And finally, how often do you shower? 60% at least once a day. 35% every other day. Oh, my, I can't go every other day. I can't stand myself. 1 in 20, when I start to smell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.